The four Arab countries boycotting Qatar say the sanctions in Doha will not be lifted until their demands are met. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates have said in a joint statement that a recent anti-terror agreement between Qatar and the U.S. is insufficient for the lifting of sanctions. The deal was signed after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visited Doha in an attempt to end the rift between Washington's Arab allies. The four countries say they will be watching Qatar to see if it is serious in combating terrorism. Also, Egypt says Doha should be excluded from the so-called U.S.-led coalition against Daesh because of its support for terror. The four Arab countries imposed sanctions on Qatar last month, accusing it of funding radical groups. Let's speak to Dr. Nasir Al-Omari. He's an author and political commentator, and he joins us live from New York. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Al-Omari. Now, are you at all surprised that Rex Tillerson's overtures to Doha and that deal that was signed didn't work towards satisfying those four Persian Gulf Arab countries?
Thank you for having me. In fact, I'm not surprised that they are not happy with this result. They have specific objectives that they wish to accomplish. They want to see a complete turnaround of the Qatari foreign policy. They want them to give up their support for the Muslim Brotherhood. This is a condition of Egypt to cooperate with Saudi Arabia on other issues. They also want Qatar to align itself with the Saudis, which means they have to give up their foreign policy. They have to give up their support for different regimes around the region, and they basically want to have a change of regime, in essence leaving the prince in his place, but changing everything, changing his policies. I believe that this is very hard for Qatar to swallow, and I don't believe that they will be satisfied with Al Jazeera broadcasting now programs attacking Saudi Arabia and attacking the United Arab Emirates. So I believe that this has not resolved the issue and will not satisfy the four countries.
Well, Dr. Al-Omari, considering that, as we've discussed multiple times here on Press TV, that it's not really about terrorism, this rift between Qatar and its once Arab allies, how long can Qatar, though, hold out in not surrendering its foreign policy to Saudi Arabia, considering it seems that the U.S. is still keeping its alliance with Qatar going and its business as usual with the rest of the world for Qatar?
The assurances by allies of Qatar is carefully stated. The United States is saying, this has to be resolved. They're sending the message to Saudi Arabia when they signed this agreement, with Qatar. They're saying, we still acknowledge and recognize Qatar to be an ally of the United States. They are also saying, they are not going to give up on the Qatari regime. And these are messages that the Saudis are not going to be happy to receive from the American administration. But at the same time, I believe that in the long run, Qatar, unless if it wants to drastically change its alliances, it really stands no chance of standing for Saudi Arabia for a long time, given its location, given its connections to these Arab countries. So I believe eventually Qatar will have to. I'm not saying they should, but they will have to give something up in order to end this crisis.
Well, can you speculate then, Dr. Al-Omari, on what a negotiated settlement between Qatar and that Saudi-led alliance would be like?
I would say the Kuwaiti emir is working on putting something together. That would be like a face-saving effort. the Qatari cannot give up Al Jazeera overnight. They cannot give up their support for the Muslim Brotherhood. They cannot give up their role and the charities that they support. So I believe that they can work something out, probably behind the scenes, to make the Qataris look like they have maintained their independence when they, promise to change and do change their policies, probably gradually and carefully. I believe that eventually Qatar will probably work something out behind the scenes to please the Saudis and the Emiratis and the Bahrainis and the Egyptians. Otherwise, it will be very hard for Qatar to continue with this situation for a very long time.
All right, we'll keep a close eye on the situation and see how it pans out. That's Dr. Nasir Al-Omari, author and political commentator, joining us live from New York. Dr. Al-Omari, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.